Buddy Roger and James here, firm the Disc Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the Fantastic Four, which has kind of returned to the Marvel Universe. For a number of years, it kind of was pushed so far down the back of the sofa, no one could find them. And now they've got a brand new comic that's just come out last week. Issue number one, Fantastic. They've been kind of teasing it for a while. So we're going to give our thoughts on that comic book anyway. But also just the kind of thing of, this is the kind of the start of pushing Fantastic Four, I think, back to the forefront. Now they're not worried about Fox making a really bad Fantastic Four movie anymore. They kind of, it almost feels like, yes, we can, you can let these characters back out, and they've been gone for a few years. So what do you think of this return?
It was okay. Honestly, I probably would have liked it more if Marvel 2-in-1, the comic series that's been coming out since earlier this year, hadn't been doing the exact same story for basically the last 9 months. Yeah. And I don't mean over 9 months it was telling this one story. I mean it was every month doing this story again.
Yeah.
Where someone was like, the Fantastic Four are back, or we know how to get them back. And then they're like, oh, yeah, no, sorry, we actually don't. And then, and Johnny would be like, I'm not ready to accept that they're gone. And Thing would be like, oh, no, we can never give up. They're our friends, Susie and Reed and the kids. And literally month after month after month. And then we finally get the actual Fantastic Four. And it's the same bloody story. So,
yeah, you kind of feel like they could have done, like, it might have been better to have done, relaunched the Fantastic Four and had the 2-in-1 and actually just run the 2-in-1 as the Fantastic Four, with like clippets of maybe Reed watching them and kind of building up to it a little bit more, rather than doing this 2-in-1 for a bit. But I read the comic book, and it's like you say, I only read a few of the 2-in-1s. I kind of dropped off because it was like, you knew
it's the same thing over and over.
Nothing was really, you knew that it was just on hold until it came on. And it just, I thought it was a good one, and I'm looking forward to having the Fantastic Four back in rotation, at least, you know, back in there, because they've, you know, they've been part of, like, my Marvel. I remember having, you know, I've got a Marvel VHS cartoon from when I was a kid where it was a robot rather than Johnny Storm, you know, this Kirby, kind of thing. Yes. So Fantastic Four and Marvel, for me, is something I know back far back as a kid, but it's nice to see them coming up. I mean, I'm sure we're going to start seeing them sliding into all the Marvel games and the different comic books. And because that's the other thing as well. They've been taking them out of all the events, you know, in all the Avengers stuff. We don't see them in any of that. And this is where the Fox buyout kind of benefits Marvel on that one.
Yeah, no, they've not just, you know, kept them out of events. They've actually actively removed them from promotional material. Like, there's a poster of all, well, the vast majority of the Marvel recognizable characters. It's literally hundreds of characters. And the original version of it has the Fantastic Four on it.
Yeah.
They re-released the poster, and the Fantastic Four was nowhere to be seen. Yeah, and obviously a lot of this, they have denied very strongly that this has anything to do with Fox having the rights, but everyone knows that that's absolutely not true at all. So, yeah, they're getting the Fantastic Four back. The X-Men, they kind of tried to do the same thing too, but it never stuck because the X-Men have more power. But,
yeah,
the Fantastic Four are the first family of Marvel. That's literally how they're thought of in many cases. So it is good to have them back. And while I might be negative on this particular issue for the reason I discussed before, it is good to have them back. And I am looking forward to kind of seeing what we can do now that the Fantastic Four is back in circulation. It's always kind of nice to have these times where some of the heroes, they're just not around. Let them take a break.
Yeah.
You know, they had the same thing going on with Wolverine, although you could kind of argue, you know, with Old Man Logan running at the same time. He wasn't really gone because Old Man Logan was basically just Wolverine a little bit older and grizzlier. So he wasn't really gone. But Reed and Sue and the kids, we haven't seen since the end of Secret Wars. No. So
it's funny, though, because it's like, for me, Fantastic Four, it was always the Thing and the Human Torch were who I liked. The other two was always just like, yeah, they're just the other ones. It was always Thing and Fantastic and the Torch were always the two main characters to me as a kid. And it's just nice just to see them back. And also just just remove that whole issue away, push it to the side, and they can kind of get on with it. And I think, obviously, I don't know if necessarily, I mean, we're going to do an episode in a couple of weeks where we're going to be talking about it in a little bit more detail, but I think as a whole, maybe taking that time off and rebooting them might work a bit better. And just bringing them back. I'm just glad to have the Fantastic Four back in as a rotation, have them there, bringing them back in, and just not being shoved to the side and being treated like, you know, like a normal character of history. Of like, it just always felt odd the how they got shifted to the sideways for so many years. Because even before they went off in 2015? They were really, for the last 5 years before that, kind of
Their importance in the Marvel Universe had definitely been pushed to the side. And, I mean, that makes sense. You want to push Iron Man and Captain America and Winter Soldier and these guys who are huge in the movies to the forefront. Because that's what, you know, if you get a moviegoer into a comic shop somehow, they stumble their way in by accident, they will they'll want to see a Captain America or an Iron Man book. And they won't want to see Fantastic Four, where if you ask them, they're like, oh yeah, there have been three horrible Fantastic Four movies. I don't really want to continue with that. But it doesn't just bring back the Fantastic Four, of course. It also brings back their villains.
Yeah.
And there is a backup strip in this comic with the Fantastic Four villain, Dr. Doom. Yes. What do you think of that one?
That was a bit odd, because it was like, you know, he's back and he's kind of got, he's lost his uniform, and Latvia are, you know, they're all struggling without him. And it was a bit, I was sort of read it, I'm like, well, is he a hero in this? Because it kind of made it seem like, you know, Latvia was happy to see him back and back in control. That's the big thing, really. Doom has always been the best villain, one of the best villains they've ever had. And I think adding him back in and giving it, as opposed to the other characters, is important. And just as a whole, I thought the comic book was good. I'm going to be adding, I think the Fantastic Four is probably going to be, this whole reboot situation actually is kind of good, because it has allowed me to kind of jump in some of these new ones. But yeah, I'm going to try and keep the Fantastic Four in rotation and kind of have, I kind of quite like the idea of having, I've got a Fantastic Four book, I've got a Spider-Man book, I've got an Avengers, I've got my X-Men book coming up, and therefore it's nice and simple. That's what I kind of like, how I like to keep my books, of just like, not having the big crossover events is great, but don't, unlike the Infinity War storyline.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Not the movie, the awful the comics event going on right now. I just, it's, that's what I like. I like to be able to pick up a book and just read it month in or every other week or whatever it is. And yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of doing that with the Fantastic Four again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if they'll be in rotation, but I've never been a huge Fantastic Four fan, but I'm glad to know they're there, and I'm glad to know that they'll be around. Reed will be around to be, you know, the smartest guy in the room, while also being a fun adventure, you know, going off into weird alternate dimension kind of stuff. So that's always fun. It'll be good to see the villains back in rotation, because Dr. Doom is obviously the most visible one, but the back catalog of villains that the Fantastic Four are associated with is actually probably the best in the Marvel Universe, and that's including the Avengers and including the X-Men. They've got some of the best villains, and I would argue, you know, if they hadn't had that whole tiff with Fox, Dr. Doom would be the villain of the Marvel Universe right now, the cinematic universe, because that's what the position he has traditionally held. Like you said, it's one of those things where Latveria, the country, the fictional country that he's from, they do love him. And it creates a fun, you know, dynamic, dissonance. Yeah. Everyone else sees him as a villain, but his home country is like, man, you guys should have seen this country before he came along, because this is so much better. So I think that's a good aspect, and it'll be fun to see how they explore it.
Yeah, we'd love to know what you guys thought of the Fantastic Four returning and of that new issue. Let's know your thoughts. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, subscribe on all the different video and audio platforms. James, where can they find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later. Later.